What are you going to write? This is a basic update on one of the audio booths that I do. I stick to quite frequently, and that is The Blind Can Succeed. And I really just want to, this morning, first I want to say good morning to all you guys. Love every one of you. Love Dolores. She's an awesome person. Just, you know, the in her voice, you can just tell how is, you know, how active she is with everything she does with a lot of the others. So, anyways, wanted to get that out first. But on to the second thing here is, when I do the audio booths of The Blind Can Succeed, these are audio booths that are not audio booths that are in any form, way, or shape of criticism. These are audio booths of me telling you and hoping that you pick up my message and understand that I believe that if you are only having the disability of having a visual impairment, being visually impaired, that you can get up and do something. I just want to make that clear, you know what I mean? I want to make it clear that it's not about all the other stuff. It's not about me judging you. It's not about me, you know, telling you that, well, you suck. You don't got no life, and you need to do better in what you're doing. Because see, I don't say things like that, because I've been down the same road that some of you have either been down, or some of you that are going down right now. And I even know people that are visually impaired that are still involved in things that are going to take them nowhere but to the grave. And that's just the facts of it, that don't see the big picture, you know, that don't care, that think it makes them feel good because when they do this or do that, it makes them forget about all their problems. You ever heard that saying that, oh, I'm tired of this place, I just want to move and get out of here? Kind of the same thing. It doesn't matter where you go. You could have problems in the state of California and move all the way to Hawaii, and them problems are going to still be there. You know why? Because they're going to be inside your soul and your heart, and they're still going to bother you. So you just wasted thousands of dollars to move, hoping you would fix the problem and get away from it, and that doesn't fix it. I've learned that. I've learned that walking away is not the way to fix it. And I listened to an audio earlier that really made me decide to make a good point here. And that was that I'm just recapping exactly how he said it. People, and not always just visually impaired, but people get so involved in one little box of their own, whether it's games or they, you know, maybe you are even a person that does work and get up and go, but you get on the train and you don't socialize with other people around you because you got your nose stuck in your iPad or your iPhone or, you know, a book or a news article. And, you know, I get that some people on their way to work, they go through their briefcase and, you know, I do the same thing. Whenever I'm going out, because my office is at home. Woohoo! And, but I do the same thing. I go through my briefcase to make sure I got things organized, ready to go. But, I'm very sociable with everybody around me. And most of the time it is, one of them deals where, you know, I never do take a train or anything. I have my own driving services set up, and, you know, pretty much when I'm ready to go, I call them, let's go. And my wife likes that too, because she doesn't always got to drop what she's doing, and, you know, and it, so it makes it nice. And it also gave me an opportunity to give someone a job. So anyways, so involved and gaming is such a big topic. I'm going to do research, and if you guys got numbers for me, I'd appreciate it, but I would love to see the percentage of children, teenagers, and even adults that are more involved in games than they are in their real life. I mean, I see people play games that take their game as their real life in the visually impaired community. People that are visually impaired that will judge you outside of a silly game and not even really know you in real life. They know you in the game, whether you're some combat fighter with, you know, strict rules about the way you run your team or whatever, and they take that, and, you know, or they're married in the game, and they find out outside the game that that person's talking to somebody, and they get mad or get emotional, or they'll cry, or, you know, or they'll make up stories, you know, when you meet them, you know, off of the game, you meet them, and they make up a bunch of stories, and yada, yada, yada. That could go on forever, but anyways, I wanted to clear it up, guys, that I'm doing no files that are discouraging you or that are bringing you down. And I'll say this, if I ever say anything and not realize that I said it, I do want you to tell me. Because maybe it was just said in a way that it wasn't, that it didn't come out right, if that makes sense. So just remember that, guys. That's pretty much the episode right now for the Blind Can Succeed. Really, this is the update on the Blind Can Succeed. And, you know, I do believe in all of you. And I just want to remember one thing. One key word, okay? The key word is this. If you want encouragement, if you want a helping hand, there's only one way that can start. And you gotta want it. Because if you don't want it, and you pretend that you do, then it's a waste of the other person's time that's trying to help you. So, remember that. Will you at least give me that? Will you give me that one request to remember that if you do want help, not to be scared to ask? See, I think some people that are visually impaired are scared to ask because they're scared of what it's going to do to their pride. And now it completely threw me off track there. I thought I was going to go ahead and just end it because my phone was being, like, I was getting blown up here in the office. But the point is, there are people out there that I have made a difference with. And my only goal is to just be able to encourage really anybody that feels like they're not able to go on. Or to the ones that just involved themselves into a game for 24/7. I even go to schools here in my area, and I talk to children about gaming, because that's a totally different audio topic, but gaming can really affect a child's life, even when they get older. There's so many different games coming out that are very violent, even when you think it's not violent. Just like the other day, I had to end up taking a game away from my kids, because it showed a picture of a dead woman laying on the ground with no clothes on. What kind of game is that? You know, what type of message is that putting out to your child that's playing a game? Thought it was just a fun little, you know, drive around and being, you know, do clues and solve mysteries and all that. But come on. a dead person laying on the ground. That's the problem. These things get seen on TV and get on games, and then when it happens in real life, and one of them people that either played that game or watched it did it, and it don't affect them, don't bother them. Like, well, I've seen a dead person before, it's no big deal. So, anyways, I love you guys. Love you, Dolores. You got a really good channel. And the Blind Man's Cafe, you guys remember to check him out if you haven't already. Another great channel. And as Jaws pronounced it, Chiasmin. I think it's actually considered Cheyenne's mom. Check that out. She just did a channel, actually. Or not a channel, but a audio book about her life. So, check that stuff out. And you guys let me know what you think. I'll be back later to do some more audio booths. I got a couple in order today when I get some stuff done. So, anyways, there you go. I'm going to go back to having my coffee and trying to figure out why my dog is looking at me with her head cocked like, hey, hey you, what are you doing over there? All right, y'all, take care. Love you guys.